This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're buying more homes and cars, visiting restaurants again, and beginning to travel more. And this morning, we expect to hear that hiring is continuing to pick up as we bounce back from the pandemic recession. The AP's Sagar Magani previews the April jobs report due out this morning.
The economy added nearly a million jobs in March, and analysts predict roughly the same happened in April, with the unemployment rate falling from 6 to 5.8%. That would still leave the economy down more than 7 million jobs from before the pandemic, but it's another sign of an economic rebound taking hold. As virus restrictions are eased, Americans are getting out and spending more. The fast turnaround has led to many businesses saying they can't find enough workers to fill open jobs, especially in restaurants.
The number of people who've died from the coronavirus may be more than double the official death count. Experts at the University of Washington put the number of dead at almost 7 million worldwide. They say the number in the U.S. may be approaching 1 million. We still don't know why this happened.
A sixth grade female student retrieved a handgun from her backpack. She fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out. She injured three people. Two of them are students, and one of them is a school employee.
Jefferson County, Idaho Sheriff Steve Anderson tells KIFI-TV a teacher disarmed the girl. They're still investigating to try to find out why the girl brought a gun to the Rigby Middle School in Rigby, Idaho. All three victims are expected to survive. A man accused of holding five employees hostage at a bank in St. Cloud, Minnesota, has been arrested after a standoff that lasted hours. Nobody physically injured, say authorities. This is AP News. A popular musician is unpacking his bags for good. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing.
Aaron Neville says he's giving up touring. In posts on social media and his official website, the 80-year-old singer says he just can't hack doing multi-date tours anymore. He says it's time for him to stop ripping and running on the road, especially now that he realizes there's just no way to beam him from one show to another. He stopped touring last March along with the rest of the world's artists as the coronavirus pandemic took hold. He spent most of the past year holed up with his wife on their New York State farm. Don't get it wrong, Neville says he still loves singing. He says as much as it brings others joy, it brings even more joy to him. And he says he hopes to keep recording and maybe pop up at an event or performance somewhere along the line. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.